There may be more to this story of life on Mars than the news media are reporting. After all, this election year has been a season of discoveries, and we can imagine the revelations that are still to come.
The committee will come to order.
The House Government Reform and Oversight Committee calls as its next witness Mr. Frambox, Rexlaw, Roswell, New Mexico. So you may proceed with your prepared statement.
Thank you, Congressman. Honorable Chairman, committee members, Earthlings. My family and I have lived as resident aliens and have done so for 5 years. We emigrated here from Mars to enjoy a better life, and we have done so, despite your harsh gravitational conditions and scarcity of red soil. And we have enjoyed the hospitality of our neighbors, despite our many differences. Now, before you accuse us of buying influence on your planet, we must protest. You say my people have broken the laws of your planet. You say we have cleansed your so-called dollars. But I say this. Our contributions have been entirely legal. It is true that we have contributed to one of your presidential candidates in the amount of 5,000 ex-mutsats, or $3 million of your money. This has been dubbed soft money in the newspapers. Ha! Ex-mutsats are not soft. They are composed of an alloy of titanium and carbon. Lest you confuse yourselves, let me declare that the president reached his excellent decision to build a vast network of canals in the Great Plains well before we contributed to his campaign. Furthermore, all gifts taken to your leaders were bestowed on them while we were residing on this planet, not, as has been reported, while we were back on the beloved red planet that is our birthplace. We find it highly offensive that we have been singled out in such a way by this committee. Earthlings, your fear of us is unwarranted. We come in peace. Thank you.
Now the committee will hear from another member of...
Please, stop. That book he's holding, To Serve Man. It's a checkbook.